Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, and good afternoon. This is Kim with the Compassion Dakini, and tonight is the part two version of our show regarding photography, art, and creativity. And tonight we have three very special guests, Andrea, Laura, and Renee. So, I got a couple of Facebook posts and also a couple of emails regarding the show last week. And thank you so much for all the listeners out there who listened to the show and showed a lot of great interest. We really appreciate it. And also, we are on air live. And if you'd like to call in, our number is 347-637-3220. The number is 347-637-3220. So normally I would read these mindfulness meditation, but tonight we're going to do a little bit of a twist. Tonight we are going to have Andrea, who was on last week's show, and we talked about her writing ability and how great she is as a writer and how charismatic she is. So I asked her to write for this week's mindfulness meditation. So, Andrea, would you like to tell us what it's going to be about and what you, how you got started, and then go ahead and just read your little essay.
All right. Well, I guess for me, I wanted to do a piece that was kind of a discussion about military spouses and about kind of what we stand for and that sort of thing. As a child, my dad actually worked as a civilian for the Army, and my mom worked as a civilian for the Marine Corps. And then after college, I was a contractor for the Air Force. So I kind of thought that all of us, you know, living around the military, I would certainly be prepared to be a military spouse, and that is not the case. I've been an officer's wife, and I am currently an enlisted wife. And in writing this piece, I wanted to capture the breadth of experiences on that I've experienced myself personally and that I've been a part of. So here we go. We are the sisterhood of little black dresses. We wear them to basic training graduations, to reenlistments, to promotions, to homecomings, and to funerals. These smart, classy, elegant dresses always complement his uniform. We are faithful to hug, wash, and sometimes iron the uniforms that cover the one we've sworn to love with our lives for our lives. It is this uniform that sends us across the country, across the ocean, and around the world, sometimes by his side, often not. We are a family of dissimilar parts, a veritable mosaic of different backgrounds, yet united by the good, the bad, and the acronym soup of this lifestyle. Some of us married soldiers, knowing that this world would be our home for years. Others simply married a good man with a warm heart, a gentle smile, and a dream to serve his country. We are the women that stand behind them. We endure the agonies of distance, unfamiliarity, and often placing our own lives and dreams on hold. We do not seek glory, honor, or praise for our own hardships and triumphs, since those of the soldier, he who places his life on the line, far outweigh our own struggles and sufferings. We are, simply put, the women who love men, good, honorable men who were called away from home and into war, women who remember the days in jeans and flip-flops, days before there was a uniform, and knowing those days are to come once more. We are united, strong, brave, and solemn in our little black dress.
Wow.
You're done, right?
I'm done.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That was really, really great. Really great.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm a little bit lost for word because that really touched my heart. That's really awesome, Drea.
Thank you.
Okay, that was quite good. All right.
I was hoping to do it at the end.
What did you just say? What did you say?
I thought I was hoping we were going to do that at the end.
Oh, well, you know, like, welcome to Compassion Dakini. We go with the flow, and we're just going to have fun and enjoy, and whatever happens, happens. Okay, so last week we had a really good show, and we talked a lot about different types of website and all the projects that all you ladies are participating in. So let's continue the conversation, but this week let's get a little bit more intimate. So let's start with Laura. Laura, can you tell us like how you got into photography and what inspired you to create the pictures that you create?
I started several years ago after my daughter was born. I just started taking pictures with my point and shoot. And I really found a knack for it and enjoyed it and loved it and wanted to give that same experience that every time I took a picture and I can remember that moment, I wanted to give that to other people as well. So I just wanted to, you know, take pictures for myself, take pictures for my family so they can remember our lives being further away and in the military. And I wanted to do the same thing for other spouses of military and other family members who don't get to see their families every day.
Wow. Thank you. And then how about you, Renee?
What was the question? I apologize.
No worries. The question is how did you get inspired, motivate you to start photography and doing artwork and, you know, just creativity? Like, what inspires you? How did you get started?
I picked up a point and shoot when I was in middle school, and I basically just, I took it to school every day, took pictures of everyone, and I would make these crazy collages and hang them up in my room. My mom, she hated it. She spent all of our money on prints and paper. But it was fun, and until probably about 3 years ago, my husband actually bought me an SLR camera, then I was actually able to create some of the things that I wanted to create once I actually learned how to use the camera, and then it opened up, it opened up everything, the world, basically, once I figured out actually how to do what I wanted to do with the camera, so. But yeah, I get inspired by my surroundings, and living here in Europe, it's amazing. I mean, all the places that we get to go visit that are just within, you know, a couple hour drive from here, it's just beautiful, and I want to be able to capture that and share it with people who might not have the opportunity to travel over here or, you know, so that's basically it.
Thank you. And then how about you, Drea?
Well, creativity in general for me has always been very emotional, and I started writing when I was in sixth grade. I actually wrote an entire story about this little girl who ran away from home and then found a murderer.
in this little shack and had to, like, turn him into the cops. I don't know. I was a very strange child. And so that kind of, like, went from that into my writing kind of led me to music. And so I used to try to do some lyrics to things here and there, and then that led me to painting. And I still paint, but painting for me is extremely emotional. It's pretty much how I'm feeling at the time or what emotion I'm trying to convey to the person if it's a gift. And painting kind of led me to photography because for, I think Laura said it, you know, trying to capture that moment. I remember I had a couple of friends of mine when I lived in Alabama, and they were like, oh, I don't like how my nose looks, and I think my face is awkward. And I'm like, no, I think you're really attractive. You know, let me take your picture so you can see what I see. And so for me, photography became trying to show people what I see in a moment, not just, you know, with a laugh or a smile or a bunch of kids' shoes on the floor. It's what my brain kind of perceives or the emotion I perceive from what I'm seeing right that second and trying to capture that.
Thank you. Your writing and your creativity is quite amazing, Drea. So I really do hope that you continue to write and paint, and that the painting that you did when we were in Poland, that was totally awesome too. So it's just totally amazing. Okay, and just a little bit of a background. So this is a show basically about women who live out their dreams, women who take little random acts of compassion and kindness and love just to inspire other women who might want to do the same thing but a little bit shy. And then part of the Compassion Dakini is how it got started was also to inspire women of war, friends of the forces, and mothers of military. And it's really about a show that supports a lot of military women, because I worked as a yoga therapist, Tibetan medicine doctor, and I deal with a lot with women. And I feel that we as a community have so much potential and so much gift and giving and great heart and just so much creativity and passion just to do the greatest thing. But the only thing is we're a little bit trapped in a sense where we kind of get settled and then we move to another place and then get resettled and then move to another place. So we never really stay stationary for very long, and our friends end up becoming our families. And along with that, I am just really inspired by your project, the 365, and how it's about doing your passion and taking pictures every day and staying connected through Facebook. So that being said, what are some of the lessons that you would like to share with us for new people who, yeah, I have a little, you know, point-and-shoot camera, but I really want to be in this, you know, project. How do I go about doing that? What advice or what lessons have you learned that you can inspire newcomers to come in and participate in something like this? So we'll start with Renee.
Okay. Basically, I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of camera you have. It's basically, you're trying to show the world and show your friends and family what you're seeing, because they can't share that with you. So, you know, the camera is a means for you to do that. So it doesn't matter if you use your iPhone or your iPad or your, you know, your point-and-shoot or your, you know, expensive camera. It really doesn't matter. You're just sharing your viewpoint. And with the project, I mean, Drea could probably give you more information on how to get in touch with Lindsay if you're interested in participating. But, you know, the project for me, you know, like Drea mentioned last week, is it's just giving me a better understanding of people and their situations. And I have more empathy towards other people in their situations. Even though I'm going through a lot, there's always someone else who's going through something worse or that's, you know, a hardship for them. So it's just taught me to just to be a good person and to try to understand where people are coming from more.
Thank you, Renee. And how about Andrea? Drea.
I think, you know, Renee took the good answer. I think that for me, it's a lesson that every day is precious. My sister called it a visual diary, and it's really cool because I get to look back on my days, like my, you know, an entire year just about, you know, at this point we're halfway through, a little over halfway through, and it's great to be able to look back and remember how that moment made me feel. And I was looking through today, I was reorganizing some of my pictures, and I ran across a picture, and I was like, I totally forgot about that. I forgot about this amazing basketball shot, and I remember this particular moment, but like what I wrote about it, I'd forgotten what I'd written. Just that experience, you know, and being able to reflect on things for yourself as well. Obviously, sharing is awesome because, you know, you have this community, and you can go over and be like, hey, Laura, that was an awesome shot, or, you know, or this was really cute. I think she did a picture with Pad Thai. I'll let Laura tell you about that picture. And it was awesome, and it was just a great moment, and you felt like you were there because, like Renee said, you know, the camera lens, it's a way to share and to for someone to be there with you when they can't be. So I would encourage people, if you're nervous about it, just do it. You know, a lot of people are afraid of failing and being like, I don't know if I can commit to every day. Do it anyway. You know, we started out with 20 people, and we are down to 4. But I promise you, every single one of them, even if they have not completed this year, they're going to start up again next year, or they're going to start up again in a month, or something to that effect. You know, the project itself is going to be an ongoing project, and right now we're currently in the process of moving to a more user-friendly interface where it can get a little more exposure, and it'll be open to people who are military spouses who just want to try. And it's not to be a commitment like, oh, I have to do 365 or they're going to kick me out. We don't have any taskmasters. We are our own taskmasters, so to speak. And so it's something that, you know, don't be afraid of the commitment of it, because you are living your life. You are living 365 days in that year, and this is a chance for you to share that and to remember it later as well.
Thank you. Laura, what lessons that you can share with us?
I'm pretty much right on the lines of Renee and Andrea. I did it challenging myself to, one, improve on my photography and not do the same things over and over and over again. I wanted to also be able to show my family what we've done that day. You know, here's proof. This is one thing out of my day that we've done that I cherish, and I will always cherish looking back on this. And I wanted to be able to share that with the people in the group, as I know some of them just from Facebook and others I've met in person, and my family and my friends, and be able to share my story of me and my family throughout this year. As this started right after we had moved to Germany, so the whole process of unpacking and getting everything, we had just started that, and I wanted to be able to, you know, tell my family and be able to read other people's stories and remember, yeah, my husband deployed, I remember that I have, you know, empathy for this person as they're going through that situation. And being able to connect with other women in the same situation is wonderful.
Thank you. Wow. So if any of the listeners are out there, if you're interested in joining the 365, then you can do what, Andrea?
Well, you can email Lindsay, and her email address is digitalphotolins, LINDS, @gmail.com. And she is going to be taking quote-unquote applications, if you will, but basically she just wants to get some new people in, and it's not going to be quite as structured as it right now. Like right now, we all started on the same time, but people, as soon as the new page is set up, people will be able to start their day one at their convenience and just do their own story and their own journey.
Super. Okay, next I'd like to talk about the ABCs and 1, 2, 3 of photography, art, and beauty, and creativity. So let's go with Laura, A, B, or C. Pick a letter.
B.
B, okay. B is for beauty. Something that's beautiful, something that being part of the military spouse, being a military community, what do you find that's beautiful that you have seen or have captured through your lenses?
Really, it's how close-knit the community is. We don't necessarily meet everyone face-to-face that's in, you know, our area, but anyone that's a military spouse knows at any given point what someone is feeling. All you have to do is say, my husband just deployed, and most people understand that feeling. And it's just, it's beautiful to be able to have close people come and help you out whenever you need anything and understand your situation and not have to ask you, how are you doing today? How are you doing today? And it's just wonderful being in that type of a community and having someone to lean on always. And being able to capture that through the lens I've seen a lot of other photographers do the homecoming where their husband is just coming back from a deployment, and seeing those pictures, it brings back my memories of when my husband deployed and came back. And the feeling of seeing him at that time is just, it's wonderful. So that's my beauty.
Thank you, Laura. Okay, Renee, A
yes.
or C?
I will talk about art.
Okay.
Or A, I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries.
I messed you up.
No. Tell us about your art. Tell us what is art in your eyes, and how is living a life as a military spouse, or as being, you know, friends of the armed forces, or just being a woman traveling and being in the military? I mean, tell us about art. What's art?
Well, I mean, obviously everyone appreciates art, and everyone has their own opinions about what art is, and you know, whether it's a photograph or a drawing or a sculpture or whatever. I'll give you an example of my husband. He learned from his father how to do clay sculptures, but it's just something that he's picked up, and he is amazing at it, but he hardly ever has time to actually work on his clay sculptures because he's hardly ever here. But when he comes home, for him, that's his art. And even though every sculpture he's done has been of our pet, our dog, Barkley,
uh-huh.
For him, you know, coming back from a deployment or coming back from being gone away from his family for a while, that is his way to kind of de-stress and to come back to reality. And, you know, that's his art. And, you know, I just wanted to give that as an example as well. But for me, it's, you know, anything that you think is beautiful or that is appealing is art. And for me, living over here in Europe, like I said, mentioned before, the things that I've seen are just so surreal that I have to make sure I photograph it. So, you know, for me, it's just having the option to go out there and take all these beautiful images that I can hang up on my walls, and I'll always remember it. So for me, that's what it is right now. I'm sure it'll change.
Beautiful. Oh, that's very artsy answer. So, Drea, C. Is
C.
your question, C, for creativity. But, you know, just because I know you and you'd like to be on the spot, let's try with creativity and courage.
Encourage.
Ooh, yeah.
Encourage.
And compassion. Ooh, yeah. Okay, go for it.
Okay, so encourage and compassion.
Courage, compassion, and creativity.
Oh, courage, compassion, and creativity.
You got a triple whammy.
Oh, you love me. Okay.
I do.
Well, I'm going to start with creativity. And I think the first thing is that creativity is a verb. It creates, it basically, it pushes your emotion into view. It takes a feeling and it makes it tangible, be that in a photo, be that in a painting, be that in words. And I think that in order to have creativity, you really need to have both courage and compassion, because of the fact that compassion in and of itself is basically relating to other people. It's that grace at any moment. And when you're creating something, you have to have the courage to embrace that and say, hey, this is what I'm feeling right now. And I don't know if you're feeling the same thing, but I want you to know that if you are, I relate to you. And if you aren't, maybe someday you'll look at this picture or you'll read this poem and you'll relate to it. I remember a poem that I read back when I was probably in junior high, and it was written by a good friend of mine. And it was only 4 lines long, and it was called The Pink Eggshell. And I remember this poem because the person who wrote it is not, quote-unquote, a writer. And it was kind of awkward that this person even decided to write. I mean, she's a good friend of mine, but she wasn't ever considered like, oh, you know, that was the thing that they always kind of threw under, you know, my wing. Oh, Dre is the writer. And to this day, that 4-line poem rings in my mind. And I can't even tell you all the words, but I remember the emotion that I felt. And I felt she had so much courage. She had so much courage to share how she was feeling at that moment and to open up her soul and to share her thoughts, will, and emotions with her own creativity.
Wow, nice. Very nice,
girl.
You
I don't know where you pull that stuff from, but it's awesome.
Okay, so now, okay, I'm just going to ask this last question, and it's going to be somewhat spontaneous because what Drea just said. Okay, so Renee, if
yes.
Oprah comes to you and she says, I have $100,000 that I want you to set up an art program for military spouse, what would you set up? Or art therapy?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, okay. So
I would probably faint, first of all.
Good answer.
And I knew you were going to ask me this first. Honestly, I guess I would probably start some sort of social networking site to get all of the different communities involved around the country and around the world. And I would have to do some sort of marketing plan to get everybody on board.
No, you don't have to worry about marketing.
And
just tell your idea.
I'm sorry?
I said you don't have to worry about marketing. Just tell us what you want, and then the whole Oprah team will do it for you.
I know, it's really hard for me to do that. Okay, so basically it would just be, it would be kind of like what she's already been doing with these schools that she has, basically just setting up different programs around the country for kids to come to who are interested in photography. And I already know, I judged a photography contest a couple of weeks ago with the Boys and Girls Club, and there was some amazing artwork there of kids who are, you know, 5, 6, 7, up to, you know, middle school, high school. Their work is amazing, and you know, there's already an interest. There's already an interest with young people of getting into the art programs and getting into photography and this and that. And it would just be, I think it would be awesome to have an option or availability for more people to come and do that. Because I think right now there's people that have an interest in it, but they're scared and they don't know how to put themselves out there. So it would definitely be awesome.
Okay, Laura, are you ready?
That was awesome, Renee, by the way. That was totally awesome.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, Laura, my other question is, okay, so you have the First Lady, Michelle Obama. She comes to you and she says, Laura, I have a photographer. I'd like you to show her around, you know, the places that where you've been. Just, you have her for 24 hours. Where would you take this photographer to let her see the life of the military and the just just the life of the beauty that's in the military. Where would you take her?
My house. Honestly, I probably would bring her to my house or a friend's house, or let her come on post with me, let her see what my day-to-day is like, maybe take her to a homecoming or a deployment so they can see and feel the emotion of the families and the excitement and the sadness and everything of the military. Being on post, it's just like any regular city. I mean, we have a little grocery store. We have a little shopping store where we can buy clothes and stuff. And we have everything we need on post, and we still go off post to get anything else we would need. We spend time with our families just like any other, like my sisters or your sister, you know, anyone else that's non-military. We have a regular day-to-day life that we normally do, except our husbands are in the military, and we support our husbands. And that I would want to have that photographer see that and photograph that.
Awesome. Awesome.
Very well.
See, yeah. Laura, you are quite good at answering.
Look at you, Laura.
Questions.
Look at you. Amazing.
questions with a lot of spontaneity. Okay, Drea, last question. Are you ready?
No, but you're going to ask the question anyway.
If you have one question, what would you ask?
If I had one question?
Mm-hmm.
Who would I be asking this question to?
Who do you want to ask it to? Ooh, did I stump you?
No, I'm trying to think of who the right person would be. That's what I'm thinking. Who the right person would be. I don't know who would fix this problem. I think I'm gonna give mine as a general question because I do not know exactly who would be able to address this problem.
Okay, tell us.
Okay. My question would simply be, how can we make the military more efficient when it comes to paperwork?
Hmm.
One of the things about...
I don't think they want to answer that.
I know they don't. But any question, and here's my reasoning. If you ask any military spouse about any acronym, be it ETSing, PCSing, TDY, it does not matter what it is, whether you're leaving or you're going or you're picking up your children or you're dropping off your children, there's a form for that. And it becomes extremely problematic when sometimes you need to get something done and you can't because there's paperwork for that. And sometimes it's a chain of command that's not pushing the paperwork through. It's out of control. And being a person who... I love databases, I love organization, and I love efficiency. And being that I did work as a contractor for the Air Force for a little while, I saw tons of this. And I'm like, why are there three forms that do the same thing? Why can't we just have one and have it go to one database? Why do we have seven databases for the same thing? This makes no sense. Well, ARS is down, so we'll have to log into IMD. And then, wait, what? Why don't we just have one? Please. It'll make everybody so much happier. So if I could ask a question... That would be the question that I would ask.
Wow, good question. good question. So maybe would be less paperwork. That's a great question for 2012, you know, being all green and doing paperless. And I don't know, maybe you'll get your answer by the end of 2012, Andrea.
It would be awesome.
Very good question. So that wraps up our show. So thank you so much, Drea, Laura, and Renee. So I'm just going to let you say your last statement or anything that you want to share with your friends and your family, anything that you want to say. So let's start with Laura. Anything you want to say to your friends, your family, to the listeners out there?
Just keep your camera with you at all times, whether it be your phone, a small digital camera or a big DSLR camera, every moment is a chance to capture that moment. No matter what you're doing, picture, you'll never regret it. You'll always remember that moment.
Thank you, Laura. Let's go with Renee.
Get out there, get shooting, and come join us if you're a military spouse and you're looking for inspiration and just people to, inspire you and make you get out there and in your community and inspire others. Then come join us on the 365 Project, and I'm sure Drea will give you the info at the end as well.
Okay, Drea.
Okay, so I'm going to start out with the info. So if you are a military spouse and you are interested in joining the 365-year the Military Spouse Project, the email address, again, is digitalphotolens, and that's digitalphotolinds@gmail.com to get in touch with Lindsay, who will be sending out an email when the new site is up and ready to go. And as for my final words, if I could say something to everybody out there, so to speak, I think I would say to take a moment to give somebody else a smile. Everyone is fighting their own battles, and you never really know what the person right next to you, what the person across the street from you, what the person in the cubicle next to you is going through. So always think about somebody else before yourself. And before you yell, before you snap, before you throw somebody else under the bus, take a moment and think to yourself, can I give this person a smile? Can I give this person a reason to smile? Can I share a laugh? Can I share something that will be uplifting to their spirits? Because that goes so far in every single day.
Super. Thank you so much, Drea, Laura, and Renee, for participating in part two of our show of art, beauty, and creativity. And have a wonderful night. And to all you listeners out there, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. If you are in East Coast, have a great evening. West Coast, have an awesome afternoon. And for all of us here in Germany, have a good night, sweet dreams, and may all your wishes and your dreams come true. So, good night.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.